Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As people moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building. The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other." So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. Babbling Babel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever tried to build the tallest Lego tower ever? Imagine you and your friends stacking bricks sky high. You're smiling and thinking, "Wow, we're amazing. Everyone will think we're the best." That's kind of like what happened in the Bible in Genesis chapter 11. A big group of people wanted to build a super tall tower that reached all the way to the sky. But here's the problem. They weren't doing it to honor God. They were doing it to show off how great they were. Back then, everyone spoke the same language, so working together was easy. But they forgot about God. They didn't pray to Him, thank Him, or ask Him for His help. They were proud and wanted to make a name for themselves. God saw what was happening. He knew their pride was dangerous. So God did something surprising. He mixed up their languages. Suddenly, people couldn't understand each other anymore. One person might say, "Pass me a brick," but the other person heard, "Pickle my giraffe." Total confusion. Because they couldn't understand each other, the building stopped. The big tower plan fell apart. That place became known as Babel, which sounds like the word for confused talking. Even today, we see how hard it can be to understand others. Sometimes we don't speak the same language. Other times we do speak the same words, but still argue or misunderstand each other. But here's the good news. Even when our words get mixed up, God's word is always clear. He sent Jesus to forgive our sins, including our pride, and He gives us the Holy Spirit to help us understand His truth. When we listen to God's word, we understand the most important thing. Jesus loves us, and He brings us together. We pray to our God. Dear God, forgive us when we are proud or try to do things without You. Thank You for giving us Your word, which helps us understand Your love. Help us live in peace with others and trust in You. In Jesus' name, amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.